Next, in our last speaker, we'd like to bring on Robert B., who on October the 9th, 2003, started Cocaine Anonymous in Sweden. Robert, please come in. Robert, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for your shares. It's been wonderful to hear it. And so we jump quick to the story. And year 2000, I was very broken. I had gone to 6 rehabs. I had gone in and out in all the other fellowships for several years, but couldn't identify. I heard about CA, that there was something called CA, but not in Sweden at that time. A counselor at the treatment center told me that I heard that they have meetings in New York. So November year 2000, I got on a plane just to go to a CA meeting because I really didn't want to be that man that I become. I didn't want to be that father that I was at this time. I wanted a change and I wanted to recover. So I got on a plane, went to this meeting, and for the first time ever, I could identify. When this meeting was over, a man came up to me and said to me, "Keep coming back." And I answered in very bad English, "No, I can't. I live in Sweden. It's so very far." And he smiled at me and said, "Yeah, so why don't you start a meeting?" And I thought at that time, you know, this man is quite silly. You know, I need to go to meetings. I can't start a meetings. Went back to Sweden, relapsed one last time and almost died. My sobriety date is the 29th of December, year 2000. When I came out from that relapse, I understood that there are CA meetings in UK as well, in London. So I started to go to London once a month in the beginning. And I think at that time, it was 16, maybe 20 meetings in London. Started to go to London once a month in the beginning, recovered, got myself a sponsor in AA in Sweden, and recovered slowly. Started to go to London 2 times a month, 3 times a month. And when I celebrated 1 year, I actually wrote to CA World Service office and asked for this metal medallion since I celebrated 1 year. And it actually came. It came with a letter, and the letter said something in the style of, "Congratulations to your year. This year was for you. The rest of the years that will come are for the others." And at that time, I actually didn't understand what he meant. And I thought a little bit like, you know, but aren't all years for me? People started asking me in Sweden, you know, "You seem to feel so good and you seem to have recovered so good. And what have you done and where do you go to meetings?" And I told them, "Well, I go to London." And for every time I said this, it started to taste a little bit bad in my mouth. But it took me 2.5 years. Before I understood what the guy in the elevator told me in New York. "So why don't you start a meeting?" So in the summer of 2003, I thought maybe there are some other people in Stockholm, Sweden that feel the same like me, that they can't identify. So I asked my sponsor if he could help me, and I started emailing the World Service office, but we never got an answer. So we decided, let's just start it. How hard can it be, you know? And just 2 weeks before we started the first meeting in Sweden, Jackie S. wrote to us and said that she heard about us starting a meeting. And I always say that service started meetings in Sweden. And I like to see it that way. Thank you so much, everyone, for sharing.